And my question, I guess, is this is one of the longest stories in the Bible.
因为问题，它是也是圣经里最长的一个故事。
And for many reasons, it's in the Bible as the longest story.
因为出于很多原因呢，圣经里是一个最长的故事。
I guess the main reason is because it's so parallel to the story of the rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ and the one day when his family is going to return to him and they will recognize that he is he's the judge, he's the king, he's the one they rejected, and they will be filled with sorrow.
对我认为呢，这个里面呢，就是说是跟他类似的呢，是因为这个相当于就是说对我们来说，有一天呢，我们要回到主耶稣基督那里去，就是说主耶稣基督在这个世界被拒绝了，那么有一天呢，我们要回到他那里去认他，那么说呢，我们都会感到那个抱歉和痛苦。But
it is a beautiful story, excuse me, and I'm just amazed. I hadn't really put the parallel to the opposite story of Haman together until this morning, but I think it's amazing. The two amazing stories, one exactly the opposite of the other.
因为这个是一个非常的，就是说是神奇的故事。那么说呢，就是直到今天早晨之前，我还没有把它和那个哈曼的那个故事呢做比较。其实这两个故事呢，其实是非常类似的故事，只是说是里面的那个因果呢完全相反。So
let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the story.
所以我们来祷告，然后来开始学这个故事。
Lord, we thank you. You're a good storyteller.
主啊，我们感谢您，您是一个非常会讲故事的人。And
thank you, Lord. Many men have been able to tell stories. They make up an imaginary story in their head.
所以呢，坦率地说，那有很多人呢，他们都会讲故事，但是呢，他们只是说是在他们用他们大脑的想象力编的故事。And
people read these fictional stories with interest.
所以呢，人们呢去读那些小说性的故事是非常感兴趣。But
Lord, we're thankful that these are real stories. These are stories of men who lived and died exactly as the story tells us.
所以这个呢，主啊，我们感谢您的，这是真实的故事。真实故事呢，就是里面的那些人呢，活着死了，都是一模一样的，像故事里讲的一样。All
of which says that our God is a God of truth and a God of reality, and we would disobey him to our eternal loss.
所以主啊，这所有的一切都告诉我们呢，就是说是，我们的神呢，他。 给我们讲的都是真理，都是真的，都是现实。所以呢，我们如果说去背逆他，我们就会永恒的失丧。So
help and teach us today, we pray, for we give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以求您帮助我们，教导我们今天我们的献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Roy will correct me, you will correct me. I think we got down last week to the chapter 43, and I think we read verse
17.如果你们大家的，我们上次是43章，创世纪17节，如果他记忆有错的话，你们可以纠正他。Is
that correct?
Yes.
对的嘛, yeah.
Okay, so again, to Lucy and Hannah and Dora, welcome to you to our group today.
再次呢，欢迎那个Lucy、Dora和Hannah加入我们这个学习小组。And
so we're going to start telling more of the story of Joseph from Genesis 43 and starting from verse 18.
因为我们今天要讲更多的关于那个约瑟的故事，从创世纪的43章，从第18节开始。Very
good. Verse 18 then says, "Now the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house, and they said, it's because the money which was returned in our sacks the first time that we may seek it, that we are brought in, so that he may seek an occasion against us and fall upon us to take us as slaves with our donkeys."
第18节说呢，他们因为被领到约瑟的屋里，就害怕，说领我们到这里来，必是因为上次归还在我们口袋里的钱，然后我们的错，下手害我们。
强拿我们为奴仆，抢夺我们的驴。
So, basically, they're saying, this man, all he's doing is seeking an opportunity to enslave us and to steal our donkeys.
这基本上说呢，这些人，这个人所做的这些事情呢，都是找到一个借口和机会呢，就是要让我们做他奴仆，抢夺我们的驴。
Why do you think that they thought that he would want to steal their donkeys?
他们为什么那么去想呢？说他想偷他们的驴呢？
What kind of a car do you think that they would have driven if it were today?
你如果是今天，你认为他们会开什么牌子的车呢？
Do you think they were driving something like an old Ford, 25-year-old Ford?
你认为他们会开一个像那个，就是说是福特车25年的福特车吗？
Or do you maybe think they had some of the most expensive, beautiful donkeys in the country?
因为什么？你认为他们会不会是在有那个这个国家里最贵的、最漂亮的驴了？
Probably, if they were alive today, they would all have been driving Rolls Royces.
就是有可能他们如果今天的活着的话呢，他们会都开劳斯莱斯车。
They were rich.
他们非常有钱。
They didn't have any food, but they were rich.
他们没有食物，但是他们却有钱。
And so they didn't know. They'd been invited, you remember, when they came back the second time. They had been invited to go to this ruler's house for lunch. But they didn't know why.
你们知道的，他们就是说是他们这是第二次回来，第二次回来是这次来的时候，他们被邀请进到那个统治者的家里去吃饭，他们不知道为什么。
So I think they were scared, and justifiably scared.
所以呢，我认为他们非常害怕，非常的害怕。For
two reasons. Number one, they didn't realize what was going on.
因为两个原因，第一个呢，他们不知道到底发生了什么。And
number two, they carried with them every day the guilty conscience for the fact that they had sold their brother into Egypt.
第二个是呢，因为他们每天呢带着这颗有亏的良心，就是因为他们把他们的弟弟卖到埃及去了。So
verse 19 says, when they drew near to the steward of Joseph's house, they talked with him at the door of the house.
第十九节说呢，他们就挨近约瑟的管家，在屋门口与他交谈。
And they said, verse 20, oh, sir, we indeed came down the first time to buy food.
第二节说呢，说我主啊，我们头次下来实在是要买食物。
But it happened when we came to the encampment that we opened our sacks, and there each man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, so we have brought it back in our hand.
第二十一节说，后来到了住宿的地方，我们打开口袋，看了个人的钱，分量逐次，仍然在个人的口袋里。现在我们手里又带回来了。And
they said, and we have brought down other money in our hands to buy food. We do not know who put our money in our sacks.
第二十二节说，另外又带下钱来买食物，我们不知道先前谁把钱放在我们的口袋里。But
he said, peace be with you. Do not be afraid. Your God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. Then he brought Simeon out to them.
第二三节说呢，家宰说呢，你们可以放心，不要害怕，是你们的神和你们父亲的神给你们财宝在你们口袋里，你们的钱我早已收了，他就把西缅带出来交给他们。
Well, now, if you were one of the brothers, would you consider what you just heard good news or bad news?
因为就是如果你是那些弟兄中间的一个人，你会认为你刚才听到的是好消息还是坏消息呢？
So they would have said, well, it's good news in that he says peace to you.
他们说呢，这是好消息，因为他说呢，你们可以放心。
But he says it's bad. The bad news is we don't have any idea why he would have done that.
坏消息是我们不知道为什么他要那么做。
And then the steward not Joseph, but the steward says, God, put the money in your sacks.
但是他们的管家却说那是神把你们的钱放在你们口袋里，不是约瑟说的。
And sometimes in life, we have situations we don't understand, but sometimes we say, I don't understand this, but Lord, I believe you have brought this occasion to pass.
所以这个时候呢，有时候在我们的人生里呢，有些事情呢，我们并不理解。我们不理解呢，我们就会说呢，主啊，是您呢，让这些事情过去了。
And then they look around, the door opens, and in comes Simeon.
现在他们在那里看，等着，但是门打开了，看着西缅出来了。And
I think their minds are just going, what is going on? It's wonderful. Here's Simeon. But what? We're going to this man's house for lunch. What's going on?
有人认为他们说的啊，这个到底发生了什么呢？到底发生什么？就是我们现在来到这个人家里呢，吃午餐，但是到底发生什么？西缅也在这里。
Verse 24, so the man brought the men unto Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave their donkeys feed.
第24节说，这人又领他们进约瑟的屋里，给他们水洗脚，给他们草料喂驴。
Was Joseph treating them with respect and love and care?
所以呢，就是约瑟对待他们，就是说是关心、爱和那个对他们好吗？
Yes. Did they deserve it?
他们配得吗？
No.
Okay.
Do you remember the verse now? This is what it says.
你记得这几节经文吗？ 这几节经文这样说的。
Do you not know that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?
你是不是知道是因为神的美善带着你悔改呢？
Okay, if you need repentance, how are you going to get it?
如果你需要悔改，你怎么去悔改？
Okay, sometimes my mommy had to say, Harold.
所以有时候呢，我妈妈必须说二娃的。
Okay, I say, why do I need a spanking?
我说为什么你要打我屁股？
She would say, because you've been bad.
因为你表现不好。
But sometimes, she would be very, very good in spite of the fact that I was bad.
但是呢，有时候呢，她会对我非常非常好，尽管我呢干了坏事。
Okay, and I would say, oh, I don't know what's going to happen next.
我说啊，我不知道下一步该发生什么。And
I've probably told you the story before, but I was out the front of our house, and my mother said, "You carry this flower pot around to the back for me."
这个里面我有可能跟大家以前讲过这个故事，因为我在那个门口，我妈妈说呢，你把这个花盆给我拿到后面去。And
the flower pot had a plant in it.
所以那个花盆里面有那个花。
So I picked it up and I started to walk.
所以我把它拿起来，然后开始走。
And then I looked up and down the street, I saw something that scared me.
所以呢，我看到街上呢有个东西吓着我了。
And I said, oh!
我说，哦。
And the flower pot went smash, all broken and the dirt all over everything.
所以那个花盆就掉下来了，是完全摔碎了，那些土啊到处都是。I
thought I'm in deep trouble.
我说我也大麻烦了。And
I went and told my mother.
然后我就告诉我妈妈。And
she didn't get mad at me.
她根本就没有生气。I
was so thankful.
我非常感激。But
you know, deep down inside, I was still sorry that I dropped that pot.
你知道吗？在我内心深处，我仍然为这个，就是说是把花盆摔了，感受到对不起。So
these men, they didn't deserve the good things they were getting.
女人呢，他们并不配得他们得到的好东西。Verse
25, then they made the present ready for Joseph's coming at noon, for they heard that he would eat bread there.
第25节说呢，他们就预备那礼物，等候约瑟中午来，因为他们听见要在那里吃饭。
So verse 26, when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand to the house, and they bowed down before him to the earth.
66节说, 约瑟拿到家里, 他们就把手中的礼物拿进屋里去给他, 又俯伏在地, 向他下拜。
All right, how far did they bow down?
他们是, 就是, 他们, 就是, 拜的时候有多低呢?
Did they go like that?
他们就这样鞠个躬吗?
Did they go like that?
他们还是像这样?
Did they go like that?
他们还是像这样?
Okay, that's a long way.
这是一个非常长的过程。
They probably got some dirt on their clothes in the process.
他们在这个过程中, 有可能他们的衣服上都沾了灰。
Why did they go so far down?
他们为什么要拜得这么低呢?
Because it was Joseph, and his prayers were being fulfilled.
因为这是约瑟他的祷告呢要实现。
They didn't understand it. They were fulfilling his prayers long before they understood that they were fulfilling his prayers.
因为他们不理解，他们不理解呢，在他们很久之前，他们都不会理解为什么要实现他的祷告。
Now they're starting a conversation.
他们开始有个交谈。
And what kind of a conversation are they going to have?
他们会有什么样的交谈呢？
This fellow, he accused them of being spies last time they saw him.
所以这些人呢，上次呢，他们被指控为奸细。
He had all kinds of bad things to say to them last time he saw them.
因为就是说是他上次呢，就是跟他看见他们是跟他们说了他们很多坏话。
What is the first question that he asked them?
他第一个问他的问题是什么？
Verse 27. He asked them about their well-being and said, "Is your father well?"
第二十七节说，那约瑟问他们好，因为说你们的父亲好吗？
What's the most important thing in this story?
在这个故事里最重要的事情是什么？
Their father.
他们的父亲。
What had these boys done?
这些孩子们干了什么？
They had sold their brother to the Egyptians.
他们把他们弟弟卖给埃及人了。
Was that most important in Joseph's mind?
这是约瑟的大脑里是最重要的事情吗？
No, the most important thing was their father.
不是的, 在他大脑里最重要的事情是他们的父亲。
Now you and I have got to remember that in our lives.
你我呢必须在我们的人生中记住这一点。
God is the most important.
神是最重要的。
Doesn't matter what our problem is.
不管我们出了什么问题。
Doesn't matter what our sin was.
不管我们的罪是什么。
Doesn't matter what our hopes are.
不管我们的盼望是什么。
All that matters is God happy.
所有最重要的呢是神要高兴。
And so instead of all the other things he could have talked about, the first thing Joseph says is your father well? That old man of whom you spoke, is he still alive?
这个里面呢，就是说本来呢就是可以谈其他事情，但是他首先谈到的这个事情是呢，你们的父亲就是你们所说的老人家还好吗？他活着吗？
Keep talking about Jesus.
要到处去给别人先讲主耶稣。
Let your mind be filled with Jesus and the Lord.
让你的大脑里充满了主耶稣。
Nothing else is of much significance.
没有其他任何东西重要的。
I told you about my friend, who's a long way away.
因为我告诉过你们，我的朋友就是很久以前。
When I speak to him, we always talk about the Lord.
当我和他说话的时候，他总是谈主。
He said to me one day, he said, "You know, Harold, you're the only person that I speak to who always talks about the Lord."
他说，你知道吗， Harold， 你是唯一一个人。 当我去和他说话的时候，总是在说主。
I thought, what a tragedy. What else do they speak about?
我这是有多么大的一个悲剧，他们其他人在谈什么呢？
All right, so verse 29. Then he lifted his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin.
然后第二九节，约瑟几个看见他同母的兄弟便雅悯。
It's interesting, the text makes the priority, doesn't it? God first, my brother second.
今天你非常有意思呢，就是他这里有个顺序表，神是第一的，然后是我的弟兄。
He said, "Is this your younger brother of whom you spoke to me?" And then he said, "God be gracious to you, my son."
就是你们像我所说的那小的兄弟，就是他们又是儿，愿神恩待你。
Verse 30, now his heart yearned for his brother, so he made haste and sought somewhere to weep, and he went into his chamber and wept there.
第三节说，约瑟爱弟之情发动，就急忙寻找可哭之地，进入自己的屋里哭了一场。
You can imagine that.
你就想象这一点吧。
I just marvel that he could keep from weeping all the rest of the time.
所以我就是感到惊奇呢，在其他的时间里呢，他都能保持不哭。
And verse 31 says, and he washed his face, came out, and he restrained himself and said, serve the bread.
然后第31说他洗了脸出来，勉强隐忍说摆饭。
Verse 32, so they set him a place by himself and themselves by themselves, and the Egyptians who ate with him by themselves, because the Egyptians could not eat food with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination to the Egyptians.
第三十二节说，他们就为约瑟单摆了一席，又为那些人又摆了一席，也为约和约瑟同吃饭的埃及人另摆了一席，因为埃及人不可和希伯来人一起吃饭，那原是埃及人所厌恶的。
So they probably said, this is very strange. We've come to have lunch with this man. Instead of having one big table, we got three tables.
当然他们也可能自己说，那这个有点奇怪了。我们来呢，一起来吃午餐，但是呢，本来应该大家都坐在一桌上，现在却分了三桌。
So they probably understood that the Egyptians couldn't eat with them because they had a religious superstition against that.
所以呢，就是说，他们有可能理解那个埃及人都不跟他们一起吃饭，因为他们有那个自己的那个宗教迷信呢，反对这个。
But why couldn't Joseph eat with the Egyptians?
那么约瑟为什么不能和埃及人一起吃饭呢？
And they must have thought that very strange.
他们一定会想这个太奇怪了。
Verse 33.
第三十
三节。And they sat before him, the firstborn, according to his birthright.And the youngest, according to his youth, and the men looked in astonishment at one another.
第三十三节，约瑟使众弟兄在他面前排列坐席，按着长幼的次序，众弟兄就彼此诧异。
So Joseph says, "Now, all you men, you sit down."
约瑟说，你们这些人都坐下。
So they had a big table with 11 chairs at it.
在那个大桌子里，旁边有十一张椅子。
And so Joseph looks at them all and says, "You come sit in this chair."
所以呢，约瑟呢看着他们所有人说：“你到这里坐。
”And that was Reuben.
那个就是流便。
Then he looks around, he sees Simeon. He says, "Simeon, you next. You sit there."
然后呢，环顾四周，看到西面说：“你坐。
”You can imagine the boy saying, "That's strange. He set the eldest, and then the next eldest."
因为他们，你认为他们在想的，就这个太奇怪了。他呢，先点那个最年长的，然后再长次年长的。
And then he singles out Levi, said, "You sit there."
然后呢，他又挑出利未，说你坐那。
And he set every one of his 11 brothers in perfect order around the table.
所以呢，他让他们11个弟兄呢，以长幼次序的完美的坐在桌子一周围。
And they must have said, "What is going on? How did this man know to set us in proper order according to our age? Every one of us, all 11."
他们说，到底发生了什么？那这个人怎么会知道让我们按照长幼顺序，就是完美的坐在桌子周围了？
Now, what are the chances of that happening?
因为有多大的机会这个发生
？You're a mathematician.
你是个数学家。
If you wanted to pick the eldest, you'd have one chance out of 11.
因为就是如果你想调出那个，就是说是最年长的，你有十分之一的概率。
Then if you want to pick the next, you'd have one chance out of ten.
因为然后你要选挑选下一个，你有十分之一的概率。
And then one chance out of eight.
就是然后八分之一。
And one chance out of seven.
百分之七分之一的概率。
And six, and five, and four.And three, pretty easy to get the last one because you got a 50-50 chance.
因为你然后呢，你就是五分之一、四分之一、三分之一，那么说呢，挑选最后一个的时候最容易，因为你有一半的概率。
So if you multiply 1 over 11 times 1 over 10 times 1 over 9 times 1 over 8 all the way down, what do you get?
你把这些所有的就是说是把它乘加在一起，那么说这十一分之一、十分之一、八分之一、九分之一，这个都得到。
You get impossible, don't you?
你得到一个不可能的概率，是吧
？Okay. Now you'll find in your life, God has periodically done things that are absolutely impossible, and you say, "How did He know? How did? Ah?" And you say, "Must have been God."
因为你就会发现呢，神在你的人生中呢，有时候呢也会这样做一些不可能的事情，所以你会自己说呢，他怎么可能知道呢？他一定会是神。
So our friend ran away.
我一个朋友跑了。
She went to Europe.
她跑到欧洲去了。
She went to Europe to get away from her family.Because she'd been at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, her family loved the Lord, and she didn't want that anymore.
因为她逃到这去呢，是因为她要逃离她的家庭，她的家人呢都在第十六节福音教会呢，他们都爱主，但是呢她却不爱，她想逃。
So while she was in Europe, she met some friends.
当她到达欧洲时候呢，她碰到一些朋友。
And they said, you know, we're going to go up to the mountains in Switzerland. There's a place in the mountains of Switzerland we're going to go. A lot of young people go there. And so this guy's, he teaches all kinds of interesting stuff. You'll really, a lot of us go there. You should come.
我说我们要去的就是瑞士的一个山上去，因为那个很多年轻人都跑到那个瑞士那个山上去，所以呢，你应该跟我们一起去。
And so she blindly goes up.From wherever she was, over to Switzerland, up to this particular place on this particular mountain.
因为他和那些朋友们一起去到了瑞士的那个特别的地方，去到那个特别的山上。
The first evening they were there, the man who they'd gone to learn from opened the Bible and said, and he started teaching them from the Bible.
因为他们到了那里，和第一件事情呢，一个人呢就把圣经打开，说我们第一件要做的事情呢，就是教导圣经。
And she said to herself, "How on earth did I ever end up here?"
她说呢，对自己说呢，啊，到底为什么我跑了一圈还是来到这里呢
？And then she said to herself, "It's simple, my mother's prayers."
她说呢，对自己说非常简单，因为这是我母亲的祷告。
God, behind the circumstances of life.
是在你母亲的环境的后面的。
And so Joseph doing this in order to persuade them that he was a very knowledgeable man.
耶稣这么做的目的呢，是为了说服他们，他是一个知识非常丰富的人。
And the end of verse 33 says, "And the men looked in astonishment at one another."
第三十三节的结尾说呢。众弟兄就彼此诧异。
They couldn't ask Joseph what he was doing.
他们不能问约瑟为什么这么做。
But they looked at one another and said, "Do you realize what God was happening? He's sitting us in age order. That's incredible."
他们互相看着说：“你知道刚才发生了什么呀？他把我们按照年龄顺序摆在那个桌子周围，这是完全不可能的。”
Then he took servings.From them, sorry, to them from before him, but Benjamin's serving was five times as much as any of theirs.
这个第三十四节，约瑟把他们面前食物分出来送给他们，但便雅悯所得的比别人多五倍。
So I used to read this and say, "That's all very well and good, but how could Benjamin eat five times as much as his brothers?"
所以呢，我在读到这里后，我总是在想呢，这个非常好。 那么，那个便雅悯怎么可能吃5倍的食物超过他们？怎么吃得下？
And I'm not sure that he did eat it.
我不是确定他真的把它吃了。
I think if I'd been there, I'd have asked for a doggy bag so I could put some extra food in when I go home.
另外呢，我是如果我在那里的话呢，我就会去找他们要个袋子，把那个带食物的装袋子，等我回家之后我带回去。
But it showed everybody that Benjamin was a better person than anybody else at the table. All the others were guilty of having sold their brother. Benjamin was at this point guilty of nothing.
因为里面的这个呢，他是要向他们显示那个便雅悯是这整个桌子上唯一一个比他们好的人。他们所有的人呢，都是对卖他们的弟弟有罪，唯有便雅悯在这个时候呢，这件事情上是无罪。So
that's the end of the story.
这是故事的结束。
Well, they thought it was the end of the story. Okay, so verse 44. He commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the man's sacks with food, as much as they can carry.
这个里面就是这44章第一节说呢，他们吩咐管家说把粮食装满这些人的口袋，尽他们的理所能托的。
And put each man's money in the mouth of his sack.
就把个人的钱放在个人的口袋里。
Also put my cup, the silver cup, in the mouth of the sack of the youngest and his grain money. So he did according to the word spoken, the word that Joseph had spoken.
第二节说呢，并将我的银杯和那少年人买粮的钱一同装在他的口袋里，他就照约瑟所说的话行了。Okay,
so it's not the end of the story. Verse 3. As soon as the morning dawned, the men were sent away, they and their donkeys.
所以这个并不是故事的结尾，是不是？第三节说呢，天一亮就打发那些人带着驴走了。And
when they had gone out of the city and were not yet far off, Joseph said to his steward, get up, follow the men, and when you overtake them, say to them, why have you repaid evil for good?
第四节说，他们出城走了不远，约瑟的管家说起来，追那些人去追上了，就对他们说：“你们为什么以恶报善呢？”
So if you were the steward, what would you have thought?
所以如果你是管家，你怎么想？
I think I would have said, I have no idea what's going on here. This is the strangest thing I've ever heard of.
所以呢，我就会说呢，如果是我，我说呢，我不知道到底这里发生了什么事情，这是我碰到的最奇怪的事。Do
you think the steward might have been tempted to say, boss, this is crazy. I'm not going to do that again.
你认为那个管家会不会说有这样的诱惑，去说那老板这个太奇怪了，我不会这么做的。Why
did the steward do what he was told?
为什么管家照着他的话去做呢？
Because Joseph was the boss.
因为约瑟是老板。Have
you ever been told by God to do something you didn't understand?
你有没有被神告诉过你要去做什么事情你不明白的呢？
What would you do if that were the case?
如果是真的这种情况，你会怎么做？
You do what God wants you to do, whether you understand it or not.
你就照着神要你做的事情去做，不管你理解还是不理解。And
this was a good steward. He did what he was instructed to do.
这是一个好管家，因为他照着指令去做事情。All
right. So I'm not sure what we read last. Did we read 4 or half of 4?
Yeah, 4. We finished the 4.
We did. Good for us. So 5 says, Joseph said, you say to them, is not this the one from which my Lord drinks and which he indeed practices divination? You have done evil in so doing.
第五节说呢，这不是我主人饮酒的杯吗？不是他占卜用的吗？你们这样行是作恶了。It's
true. Some powerful people in wicked countries where they don't believe in God, some of them say that this cup is a miraculous cup. When I drink from this cup, I get special vision that nobody else gets.
因为这个也是个事实，在一些邪恶的国家，他们不信神的那个国家里，有些非常有权势的人呢，他们都有一个特别的杯。他说：“那我这个特别的杯只是给我的，我喝这个杯呢有特别的福气在里面，只是对我。”
So he had a special cup.
所以他有一个特别的杯。
Very often in a house, some articles of service, I don't know what cutlery, some stuff is just for, that's mummy's cup. You don't drink it. That's mummy's cup.
有时候呢，在就是家里呢，通常呢有一些特别的东西，那个东西呢就像是这个杯子，说这是妈妈的杯子，你不能用妈妈的杯子喝水。
Well, this was not daddy's cup. This was the governor of the country's cup.
你这个不是仅仅是你爸爸的杯子，是那个整个的国家的管理者的杯子。
You go to visit King Charles.
你今天去见查尔斯国王。
You sit down at the table.
你在桌子上坐下。
And you go up and you take his cutlery, you put it on your place, you give him yours.
所以你把他的那个杯子拿过来，你说把你的给他。
He says, "Who do you think you are?" I'm the king. I drink out of my own cup.
我是国王，我只用我自己杯子喝。
Anyway, this is the cup that goes into Benjamin's sack.
所以不管怎么说，这个杯子呢进到了便雅悯的口袋里。
Verse 6, so he overtook them and spoke to them these words, and they said to him, "Why does my Lord say these things? Far be it from us that your servants should do such a thing."
第六节说他追上他们，将这些话对他们说了。他们回，他们对他说：“我主为什么说这样的话呢？你仆人但不能做这样的事。”
Verse 8, look, we brought back to you from the land of Canaan the money which we found in the mouth of our sacks. How then could we steal silver or gold from your Lord's house?
第八节说看哪、啊、我们之前在口袋里所见的钱都从迦南地带来还你，我们怎么能从你主人家里偷窃金银呢？
With whomever of your servants it is found, let him die, and we also will be my Lord's slave.
第九节说你仆人中无论在谁那里搜出来，就叫他死，我们也做我主的奴仆。
Here we are, same problem again.
所以呢，我们这里呢又有同样的问题出现了。
So they basically were told they would have to be the slaves when Simeon was bound. They got to go home. Here they are again, and they've been entrapped again, not by their own doing. They've been entrapped by Joseph.
所以这里再次呢，就是说是当时呢，他们把那个就是把便雅悯留下来，所以是现在呢，他们又呢，就是说是这里，他们又掉入这个陷阱的，并不是因为他们自己干的事，而是约瑟设计。
And he said, "Now also let it be according to your words. He with whom it is found shall be my slave, and you shall be blameless."
所以这个里面同样说呢，第十节他说：“现在就照你们的话行吧，在谁那里搜出来，谁就做我的仆人，其余的都没罪。”
Okay, so the steward is basically saying, "No, the problem is not all of you. The problem is just the one who stole it, and so you can be blameless. And but the one who's found guilty, he'll be my slave."
所以这个里面呢，他基本上就告诉他们说呢，这个里面呢，就是说是那个偷了的人都有罪，就并不是说是你们所有的人问题。那么说呢，那个找出来的偷我那个人要做我的仆人，其余的人都没罪。
Then each man speedily let down his sack to the ground, and each opened his sack.
就是一节说，于是他们个人进门，把口袋卸在地上，个人打开口袋。
So the steward searched.And he began with the eldest and left off with the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack.
然后管家就搜，从年长的起到年幼的为止，那杯竟在便雅悯的口袋里搜出来。
How did he know? Who the youngest and the eldest were?
他怎么知道谁是年长的，谁是最年轻的？
Did he remember the seating order at lunch the day before?
他在那个就是说是啊吃午餐的时候那个桌子上那个事情他记得吗？
And I think all through this, the sinful boys are saying, this is amazing. What's happening to us is very peculiar, but there's a secret knowledge going on here. Somehow, somebody knows about us.
犹太人他们就是说呢，他们想呢，这所有的事情呢发生呢，都常非常的奇怪。但这里面呢，应该有个什么奥秘、秘密在里面，因为他必定有些人呢，他认识我们。
And they've said it once or twice. I think they said it often. It's God. Only God knows. This is another influence that God is behind this story.
因为他们自己呢说呢超过一次，超过一次呢，他们说这是神，这是神。那么说，那这整个故事后面呢，一定是神在那里。
So they open their sacks. Each one finds his money in his sack, and he says, "Oh no." And the next one says, "I hope my money isn't there." He opens it. He says, "Oh no, my money's there." And it goes all the way down, and each of them finds his money, and then he opens Benjamin's sack.
而这个里面的意思是说他们每个人呢就按照长幼的就打开口袋，一打开口袋那看到说是哦我的钱在口袋里，他说哦没有，不，下一个就说不会拎到我吧，他打开口袋也发现钱在他里面，最后呢打开了便雅悯的口袋。
And they found the money in the sack, and they found the cup in Benjamin's sack.
他们发现的钱在那个便雅悯的口袋里，发现那个杯子在便雅悯的口袋里。
Then they tore their clothes, and each man loaded his donkey and returned to the city.
第十三节，他们就撕裂衣服，个人把驼子抬到驴上，回城去了。
And they said, "We are in deep trouble now."
他们说，我们现在有大麻烦了。
We didn't steal in the first place.
我们本来就没有偷。
We didn't steal in the second place.
第二次我们也没偷。
But all the evidence is against us.
但是所有的证据呢都对我们不利。
And whether you're guilty or not, when all the evidence is against you, you're scared.
你不管你有罪没罪，就是当所有的证据对你不利的时候，你会害怕。
So Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, and he was still there, and they fell before him on the ground.
就是自己说，犹大和他的弟兄们来到约瑟的屋中，约瑟还在那里，他们就在他面前俯伏于地。
How often have they fallen on the ground before him?
他们在他面前呢，有多经常的俯伏在地了
？Over and over.
一遍又一遍。
How many times how many dreams did Joseph have?
约瑟做了几个梦
？Two.
两个。
How often did they bow before him all the way to the ground?
他们这是一路呢俯伏在地呢发生多少次了
？Well, at least two, but probably many more times.
最少了发生两次，有可能发生更多次。
Verse 15, Joseph said to him, "What deed is this you have done? Do you know not that such a man as I can certainly practice divination?"
第十五节，约瑟对他们说：“你们做的是什么事呢？你们不知道像我这样的人必能占卜吗？”
He's basically saying, "Don't you know that the only reason I get to be the ruler of this country is because there's miraculous power for me?" In this case, he doesn't say it's God or the devil, but he says, "Don't you know that I've got miraculous powers?"
别人给他们基本上说呢，你们难道不知道吗？我成为这个国家的统治者，我必定有一些奇妙的能力在这里面，神奇的能力呢？但这次呢，他并没说呢，他的那个神奇的能力是从神来的还是从魔鬼来的？但他说呢，你们不知道我走到今天这个地位，我必定有些神奇的能力吗
？Then Judah said.
然后犹大说
，Okay, now Judah's going to do the talking from here on.
犹大呢，他的从这里开始呢，他要做发言人。
Why is Judah doing the talking?
为什么有大作发言人呢？
Well, in part, who did the talking when Joseph was sold to the Egyptians?
所以除此之外，部分原因是当时约瑟被卖到埃及的时候，谁是出来发言的？
Judah.
犹大。
It was Judah's bad idea to sell Joseph to the Ishmaelites.
是犹大出的馊主意，把约瑟卖给以实玛利人。So
then Joseph starts his long conversation. He says, verse 16, what shall we say to my Lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of your servants. Here we are, my Lord's servants, both we and also with whom the cup was found.
以色列就犹大说呢，我们对我主说什么呢？还有什么话可说呢？我们怎么能澄清自己呢？神已经查出仆人的罪孽了。看哪，我们与那在他手中搜出杯来的，都是我主的仆人。Why
did Judah say this has happened to them?
所以为什么呢？犹大这么说是这些事情发生在他们身上。He
said, God has found out our iniquity.
他说神已经查出了我们的罪孽了。What
iniquity was he talking about?
他谈到的是什么样的罪孽？
The fact that they had taken the money?
是那个他们拿了钱的那个事实吗？
No, that wasn't their fault.
不，那并不是他们的错。
What did he say God had found out?
他说什么，神发现了什么了？
He found out the fact that they had sold Joseph.
他说的是呢，神的发现了他们那个，就是说是卖了那个约瑟的那个事实。
And basically he's saying, listen, here's the problem. We are sinners. We sold our brother. God has put his hand on us. This isn't just this man. This isn't just circumstances. God has been behind all this story.
基本上说的就是说是我们卖了我们的弟弟，这个是有罪的。现在呢，神呢把这个事情呢手呢已经放在我们身上了。这些故事的后面都是神已经查出了这所有的事情。And
Joseph says to Judah, "Be it far from me that I should do so, but the man in whose cup in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my slave. And as for you, go up in peace to your father."
第十七节是约瑟说：“我但不能这样行，在谁的手中输出杯，乃谁就做我的仆人。至于你们，可以平平安安的上你们的父亲那里去。”That
sounds like a good deal.
看起来像个好交易吗？
Okay, all the boys had to do is say, Benjamin, you stay there. Bye-bye, we're going home to daddy. Da, da, da. You stay there, Benjamin. You get to be a slave, Benjamin.
所以呢，他们所有人都说，啊，便雅悯，你留在那里，你留在那里做他的仆人，然后我们都回去见爸爸，叫他的。
Do you think they were tempted to say that?
有人他们有这样的诱惑这么去说吗？
That kind of thing ever happened in the world today?
这样的事情在当今世界会发生吗？
I marvel what goes on in politics.
因为就是在想，在那个政治里出了什么事情。
In Iran today, they're saying that 5, 15, 20,000 people have been killed.
因为在伊朗，他们说那有1万或者说2万人被杀了。And
if Donald Trump were to say to the Ayatollah Khomeini, "Don't worry about it, you just do this, and we'll forget all about those people, and you'll be fine."
因为当了川普，他说就说是哈梅内伊，你对那些人所干的事情没事了，所以这一切都结束了。
The Ayatollah Khomeini really care about the 20,000 who were killed, or the many other thousands who are in prison or will be killed?
因为哈梅内伊他关心那些的20个2万人被杀了，还有很多就是几万、几十万人在监狱里也有可能被杀，他关心这个吗？
I don't think he cares that much.
我不认为他那么关心。
I just read that the other day his son decided that they had to transfer some money. So his son sent 318 million dollars sent away to another country.
另外一个地方呢，另有一天我听到了，就是说那个哈梅内伊的儿子，他把那个就是3.18亿的钱转到另外一个国家去了。
Does he care about Iranians or does he care about himself?
他是关心其他的事情呢，还是只关心自己？
And the answer is he only cares about himself.
答案是他只关心他自己。
All right, so the question now is, let Benjamin stay a slave and the rest of us get to go free. Da-di-da-di-da.
现在的问题是呢，就是说把便雅悯留下来做奴仆， 其他的人呢都可以自由地回家去了，大地的。
Verse 18, then Judah came near to him and said, O my Lord, please let your servant speak a word in my Lord's hearing, and do not let your anger burn against your servant, for you are even like Pharaoh.
第18节说，犹大爱见他，说：“我主啊，求你让仆人说一句话给我主听，不要向仆人发烈怒，因为你如同法老一样。”
And now his story, verse 19. My Lord asked his servant, saying, Have you a father or a brother?
第19节说呢，我主曾问仆人说：“你们有父亲有兄弟没有？”
And he said to my Lord, We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age who is young. His brother is dead, and he alone has left of his mother's children, and his father loves him.
第20节说呢，我们对我主说，我们有父亲已经年老，还有他老年所生的一个小孩子，他哥哥死了，他母亲只撇下他一人，他父亲爱他。Is
that all true?
这是都是真的吗？
What about the line that says, His brother is dead?
所以这句话就是说是他哥哥死了，怎么样？
Still holding on to the old lie.
仍然的就是保守着那个老的谎话。
Then he goes on, he says, Then you said to your servants, Bring down to him to me, that I may set my eyes on him.
第21节说的，你的仆人说，把他带到我这里来，叫我亲眼看看他。
And we said to, and he calls Jacob his father now, my Lord. We said to my Lord, The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die.
第25节说呢，我们对我主，他现在把呢他们的父亲雅各称为主，说童子不能离开他父亲，若是离开他父亲必死。
Sorry, I got that wrong. Verse 22 begins, We said to my Lord, he said, This is the story we told you when we were here last time. We told you the lad cannot leave his father.
因为这个里面呢，就是抱歉，我说错了。因为刚才呢，这个就是第22节说的，说是我们对我主，就是他们上次的约瑟所说的。
But he said, You said to your servants, Unless your youngest brother comes down with you, You shall see my face no more.
第23节说呢，但是你对仆人说呢，你们的小兄弟若不与你们一起下来，你们就不得再见我的面。
So it was when we went up to your servant, my father, that we told him the words of my Lord.
第24节说，我们上到你仆人我父亲那里，我们就把我主的话告诉了他。
And our father said, Go back and buy us a little food. But we said, we cannot go down if our youngest brother unless our youngest brother is with us, then we will go down, for we may not see the man's face unless our younger brother is with us.
第26节说，我们的父亲说，你们再去给我买些食物来。第26节说，我们就说，我们不能下去。我们的小兄弟若和我们一起去，我们就可以下去，因为小兄弟若不与我们一起去，我们必不得见那人的面。Verse
27, Then your servant, my father, said to us, that would have been Jacob speaking to his sons, You know that my wife bore me two sons.
第27节说，那你的仆人我父亲对我说，那个是应该是雅各，你们知道我的妻子给我生了2个儿子。
And the one went out from me, and I said, Surely he is torn in pieces, and I have not seen him since. But if you take this one also from me, and calamity befalls him, you shall bring down my gray hair with sorrow to the grave.
耶稣就说，现在你们又要把这个带去离开我，如果他遭害，那便是你们使我白发苍苍，悲伤的下坟墓去了。
Verse 30, now therefore, when I came to your servant my father, and the lad is not with us, since his life is bound up in the lad's life, it will happen when he sees that the lad is not with us, that my father will die.
第30节就说呢，我的父亲的命与这同子命相连。如今我们回到你仆人我父亲那里，若没有同子与我们同在，我们的父亲见到没有同子，他就必死。So
your servants will bring down the gray hair of your servant our father with sorrow to the grave.
这便是我们使你仆人我们的父亲白发苍苍，悲伤的下坟墓去了。
Then he says this, he says, he reminds, or he tells Joseph, he says, for your servant, that is me, Judah, I became surety for Benjamin to my father Jacob, saying, if I do not bring him back to you, then I shall bear the blame before my father forever.
第32节，因为仆人，这个仆人呢就是犹大他自己，他曾向我的父亲为这童子作保，说我若不带他回来交给父亲，我便在父亲面前永远担罪。He
says, verse 33, now therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the lad as a slave to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brother.
第33节说，现在求你让仆人住下。 若替这童子做我主的仆人，叫童子和他哥哥们一同上去。Here's
the deal Judah is making.
这里是犹大他做的交易。He's
saying, I love my father.
他说呢，我爱我的父亲。And
I promised my father that Benjamin would be returned to him.
所以我向我父亲保证，便雅悯会回到父亲那里。
And if it's not going to happen, I would bear the blame forever. Therefore, he says, you let Benjamin go, I will take all of Benjamin's blame.
如果我做不到，我便在我父亲面前永远担罪。他说，这是他说的。他说，那你让那个便雅悯走，我留下做你的仆人。
He's basically saying, I will be your slave. Let Benjamin go free, I will be your slave.
他基本上说是呢，我做你的仆人，让便雅悯回去。
He says, verse 34, for how shall I go up to my father if the lad is not with me? Lest peradventure I see the evil that would come upon my father.
第33节说，若童子不和我同去，我怎能上去见我父亲呢？恐怕我看见灾祸临到我父亲身上。
Did Judah care about his father?
犹大关心他的父亲吗?
Judah was the one who basically betrayed his own daughter-in-law.
那个犹大，他是那位基本上是背叛了他儿媳妇的。
Judah had done a lot of things bad.
犹大干了很多坏事。In
this instance, this is what Judah was saying in his own heart.
在这个情况下呢，这就是犹大在自己内心所说的。He
said, I sold one brother once, I will not do it again.
他说呢，我曾经卖过我的弟弟，我不会再干这种事儿了。That's
what repentance is, isn't it?
这就是那个悔改，是不是？
I did it once.
我做过。I
won't do it again.
我就不会再做了。
How does God know you won't do it again?
神怎么知道你不会再做了呢?
It's very simple.
非常简单。
He gives you the opportunity to do it again.
他给你一个机会让你再去做。
And then he looks at you and he basically says, now, I wonder what he's going to do. I wonder what she's going to do. He said he wouldn't do it again. She said, I won't do it again. We'll just see.
神呢，他会看着你，看着你说呢，我就想，我就看看他到底要怎么做。他因为他说了，他不会再做了，我看他这次他到底会不会做。
Repentance is not, I will not do it again.
所以呢，就是说是啊，悔改，并不是说呢，我不会再做了。Repentance
is, I won't do it again if I have the opportunity to do it again.
所以悔改是呢，我如果还有机会做，我不会再做了。And
so Judah is saying to Joseph on this occasion, Joseph, I sold one brother once. Even though it was he who was talking to, I sold one brother once, I will not sell a brother again.
在这个情况下呢，犹大呢的约瑟说呢，就是他没直接说，他说内心说呢，我曾经卖过弟弟，我不会再卖我的弟弟了。Why? 为什么？
He didn't say because I've got a wife and family at home, and no, he says, I don't want to disappoint my father. If he had left Benjamin, he could have gone home to his wife and family, and everything would have been fine. He might have had to move out again, but he's already done that.
这个里面呢，他并没说呢，我家里还有妻子孩子。他只是说呢，我不想让我那个父亲失望。但是呢，如果说是哦，我把那个便利留在这里，我可以回去和我的妻子孩子在一起，没有问题。但是呢，我再次呢，又让我父亲失望了。So
we often ask the question, what is real repentance all about?
我们通常会问这么一个问题：真正的悔改是什么？Real
repentance is about a change of life.
真正的悔改呢，是改变生命的。
Real repentance is, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to live that way.
真正的悔改说，我不会再那么做了，我不会再像那样去生活了。Real
repentance is, I would rather be a slave than have freedom and displease my father.
所以呢，就是真正的悔改，是我宁愿去做一个奴仆，而不去做一个自由人，让我的父亲失望。
All down through history, there have been men and women who made that decision.
所以呢，在历史上呢，所有的这些很多男人、女人必须做出那样的决定。
And many of them paid for it with their lives.
很多人呢为此付出了生命。
But they would not do it again.
但是他们呢不会再做。
Verse 45, chapter 45 is amazing.
因为就是第45章非常神奇。It
says, then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who were with him.
因为然后说，约瑟在左右站着的人面前情不自禁。Joseph
saw repentance in his brother Joseph, Judah.
约瑟看到了他的哥哥犹大的悔改。And
his other brothers, interestingly, his other brothers were not speaking up. They're not saying we disagree with Judah. They didn't say, we're happy, let's get out of here. Benjamin, bye-bye, we're going home.
其实这里非常有意思是呢，那些其他的他的那些哥哥们呢，并没有站出来说呢，我们不同意犹大所说的，他们也并没有说呢，把便雅悯留下，然后拜拜，我们回家了。
And so he cried out, and he said, make everyone go out from me.
然后他喊着，人都要离开我出去。So
no one stood with Joseph, sorry, with him, while Joseph made himself known to his brothers.
所以约瑟和弟兄们相认的时候，并没有一人站在他面前。And
Joseph wept aloud, and you can understand that.
所以呢，约瑟呢，就放声大哭，你可以理解这一点。
And the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard it.
埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了。
You can remember the, you can imagine the Egyptians.
你可以去想象那些埃及人。
They've been watching this thing with absolute peculiarity. What on earth is going on?
他们看见这些事情太特别了，到底发生了什么呢？
And all of a sudden, Joseph says to all the Egyptians, you get out now. Close the door. You go.
约瑟对那些埃及人说, 你们都出去, 都出去, 把门关上。
Okay, so if you've been one of those Egyptians, what would you have done?
如果你是其中的一个埃及人, 你会怎么做?
Well, you'd go into the kitchen and make a cup of coffee, wouldn't you?
你去到厨房给自己煮一杯咖啡，是不是?
No, I don't think they did. I think they closed the door and then they put their ear against the door, said, I wonder what's going on in there.
我认为他们并没有这么做，他们是呢把耳朵贴在门上，看到底里面发生什么，我想知道。
And the Egyptians heard what was going on.
因为埃及人听到了发生的什么。
Verse 3, then Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph.
第三节说，那约瑟对他的弟兄们说，我是约瑟。
Can you imagine a more profound line than that?
你可以去想象出一个比这句话更有深刻意义的吗？
It's been 20 or 22 years, I never remembered to count.
因为已经过去了20或者22年，我从来不记得到底是多长。
They saw this teenage boy being carried slave off into down the road by the Ishmaelites and the Midianites.
他们看见这个青少年，就是说在路上被以实玛利人和米甸人带走了。And
here the ruler of the land
现在是这片土地上的统治者,
says the little boy that you sold, that's me.
对他们说呢，你们卖的那个小孩子是我。
What's Joseph's first question?
那么约瑟的第一个问题是什么?
Does my father still live?
我的父亲还活着吗?
Why do you ask that question?
为什么要问这个问题?
How often had he asked that question?
他有多经常地问这个问题了?
Why did he ask it again?
为什么还要问?
Because he thought they might all be liars.
因为他认为呢，他们有可能都是说谎的。
Did those brothers always tell him the truth?
他们那些哥哥们经常那个讲真话吗?
No.
不是的。
What was Joseph's great concern? He'd seen his brother Benjamin standing right beside him. What he's concerned about is his father.
所以说最关心的是什么呢? 他看到他的弟弟白边敏站在旁边，他心里想的是他的父亲。
Now our world says, you should be good to the people around you.
因为我们的世界说呢，你要对你周围的人好点。
They operate according to the golden rule.
他们就是以这个黄金定律去操作。
And they say, this is what we live by. Do unto others as you would have them do to you.
这是我们要做的，就是你去对其他人做，如果他想要他对你所做的事情。
Is that the most important thing in life?
是人生里最重要的事情吗?
Of course not.
当然不是。
What's important in life?
人生最重要是什么?
Do to God. Give to God. What God deserves. God is the most important.
因为人做事，看神要什么，人才是最重要的。
What Jesus has done is the most important.
那么主耶稣为我们所做的是最重要的。
And our world in its wisdom says, if we treat one another's right, we can ignore God.
因为我们的世界呢，他们说呢， 要说是如果我们互相的都好了，我们可以不管神了。
And then they do ignore God. As a consequence, they don't treat their brothers right either.
别的他们就是忽视了神，但是呢，他们对他们的弟兄呢也不好。
Verse 3 goes on to say, but his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence.
第三节说呢， 他弟兄不能回答，因为他们在他面前都惊惶。
What do you say next to Joseph?
下一个你的约瑟说什么？
Absolutely overwhelmed.
绝对是,
Amazed.
绝对是压倒性的，他们感到惊呆了。
And so they didn't have a thing to say, they just stood there.
他们的约瑟说不出话来，只是站在那。
And verse 4, Joseph said to his brothers, please come near to me.
第四节说呢，耶稣又对他的弟兄们说，求你们近前来。
Can you imagine that?
你想象这一点吗?
I've been pondering it over the last many hours. My sister played it on the piano for us yesterday, and the little line goes like this.
因为我就是在过去的几个小时里，那就是我一直在思考。当我的姐姐呢，在那个钢琴旁弹奏的时候，一个歌是这样的。It
goes like this. If you'll take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you'll find his arms open wide.
我的朋友，如果你能够前迈一步靠近你的救主，你会发现他张开双臂迎接你。
Imagine Jesus saying, Harold, you can come to me.
你就想象一下，主耶稣说，Harold，你可以来到我这里。
Joseph says, Simeon, Reuben, Asher, Naphtali, you come. You're my brothers. You come to me.
因为耶稣说有大西缅，然后二十拉，还有其他人都来到这里，你们是我的弟兄，进前来。
Verse 5 says, But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves, because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life.
第五节说，现在不要因为我把我卖到这里而自由自恨，这神差我在你们以前来，为要保全生命。
Why did the brothers sell Joseph?
为什么他们的哥哥要卖约瑟呢？
To get two pieces of silver and to get rid of him.
所以呢，得到两个银币，就把他给去掉。
Why did Joseph come down?
为什么约瑟呢下去了？
Because he was sold by his brothers.
因为他呢被他的弟兄们卖了。
Why did God allow that all to happen?
为什么神允许这所有事情发生呢？
In order to preserve their lives.
为了保全他们的生命。
The other verse is, You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
另外一个呢，就是你认为那是邪恶的，但神呢，把它变成好的了。Is
God so big that he could actually use the bad things you did in your life for good?
神呢，是不是就是说是如此的伟大，他能够把你人生中你所干的坏事变成好事？God's
that good. He could even use the bad things I do for good, for my good, for his good, and for the good of those I love.
所以呢，神呢，真的那么好吗？ 他能把我所干的坏事变成对我的好事，对神自己的好事，对我所爱的人成为好事吗？
What's the story here?
这个故事是什么？
The story here is repent. Is one of the most powerful words in the English language.
悔改在那个英语里面的这个语言里面是最强有力的一个词。
How much good does repentance do?
所以那个就是说是悔改能够带来多少好处了？
Repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I won't do it again.
所以呢，就是说是悔改，说呢，对不起，主啊，我错了，我不会再做了。Now,
Joseph goes on and he explains to his brothers what's going to happen. He starts telling them the consequences of the dream he had from Pharaoh.
因为约瑟呢，开始呢，就跟他们讲，讲这就是讲到呢，这是他跟法老解闷以后呢带来的结果。
Verse 6, For these 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither growing nor harvesting.
第六节说，那现在这地的饥荒已经2年了，还有5年不能耕种，不能收成。
And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance.
也就是说，神差我在你们以先来，为要给你们存留后代在地上，又要大施拯救，保全你们的生命。
Why did God give Pharaoh these dreams?
你为什么神赐给法老这样的梦呢？
So that Jacob's family wouldn't starve.
所以呢，就是雅各的家人呢就不会挨饿。
What? Jacob's just a corner family up here there, but the whole world has got this. Why did Pharaoh have that dream?
所以这个呢，雅各的家人都在那里，那么整个世界的都在挨饿，为什么法老要做那个梦呢？
To provide for Jacob's family.
是因为呢供应雅各的家人。
Why did God do big things in the world?
为什么神在世界上做大事呢？
Well, when we finally get there, I think we'll find that a lot of important things happened in life just because of you.
因为我们最终呢到达那里时候呢，我们就会发现呢很多好的事情在人生发生呢，就是因为你。
We often think that the powers in the world are the politicians, the movie stars, the big shots, the generals. They're the powerful people in the world. Who's powerful?
因为我们通常认为的在这个世界上的最有权势的人呢，就是那些就是政客，是那些就是说是电影明星，还有那些就是大人物，那么说的是那些将军，那么谁是最有权势的人呢？
Well, it's you and me.
是你我。
Why?
为什么？
Because we believe God.
因为我们相信神。
And then we pray.
然后我们祷告。
And God loves us.
神爱我们。
And he moves the armies. And the politicians and the big shots in the world. Because he loves you and me. Amen.
Amen.
So verse 7, God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now, it was not you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt.
第七节说呢，就是为要给你们留存后代在地上，又要大使者就保全你们生命。第八节是这样看来，差我到这里来的不是你们，而是神，他要使我如法老的父，做前帝的主，并埃及前帝的宰相。
And so did he say, and by the way, Asher, I remember those bad words you said. I don't forget those.
Yeah. 他有没有说是啊？顺便说一下，二叔，你对我说的那么多坏话，我不会忘的。And
Naphtali, you even hit me. I remember that.
那时候呢，你曾经打过我，我都记得。You
didn't say that.
并没有那么说。But
maybe Jesus, is he going to tell us all the bad things we did?
所以呢，你碰到主耶稣基督的时候，那你会把你所干的所有坏事告诉他吗？
This is absolutely amazing.
这是绝对神奇的。
This story could have been written so differently.
这个故事呢，有可能呢，就是说是完全不同的方式记载下来。
What's he say to him, verse 9? Hasten, go up to my father. Say to my father, thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen. You shall be near me, you and your children, and your children's children, your flocks, your herds, and all that you have.
第九节说：“你们要赶紧上到我父亲那里去。”对他说：“呢，你儿子约瑟这样说：神是我做前埃及的主，请你下到我这里来，不要耽搁你和你的孩子、孩子们的孩子，连牛群、羊群，并一切所有，都可以在歌山地与我相邻。”
Why was he going to be good to his brothers and their children?
为什么他要对他的那个哥哥们还有他们的孩子们好了？
Because he was going to be good to his father.
因为他将要对他的父亲好。What
is the most important thing that you can do in order to bless your family that you love?
所以这个里面呢，就是你可做的最重要的一件事情，就是说是对你爱的家人的事情是什么呢
？Love God first.
首先爱神。
What is the first and great commandment?
那就是第一个，就是最伟大的诫命是什么
？Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and all thy mind, and all thy strength.
所以你必须全心全意全力的去爱你的神。
What's the second? And thy neighbor as thyself.
第二个什么呢？就是说是爱你的邻舍如爱自己。
Is there any way that you can love your family and those you love properly if you don't love God first and more?
你这个里面是不是有任何其他的方式呢？你不首先去爱神，能够更爱你所爱的家人呢
？And the answer is no.
答案是没有。
Now, is there someone else who's walking out there?
Eric.
Who?
Eric.
Oh, Eric. That's right. Okay. Good. Thank you. All right. I've even now forgotten where we are.
It's verse 11.
Verse 11.
It just read verse 10.
Okay. So verse 11 says, There I will provide for you, lest you and your household and all that you have come to poverty, for there are still 5 years of famine.
第十一节说呢，我要在那里奉养你。因为还有五年的饥荒，免得你和你的全家，并且所有的都贫穷了。
So I've got it all figured out, says Joseph, and I'm going to protect you in the years that lie ahead.
因为我想出了这所有的一切，约瑟说要做的时候呢，在你们的余生里，我都要保护你们。
What happens to you when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
那你相信了主耶稣基督为你的救主以后会发生什么呢
？Well, you fall under new management, don't you?
你呢就是开始了一个新的管理模式。
And your old plans, even if they're just like going down to Egypt every year and buying some more food, they all turn upside down.
因为你所有的计划，就算就像他们说的，每年都要下埃及去买粮的时候，这些计划呢，全部被推翻了。
So when the Lord does something for you, what's it going to be? Is it going to be better or worse than your former plans?
你这个当神呢，在你的神呢，在你的人生行了什么事情以后呢，他呢就是比你以前的计划要好呢，还是要糟呢？
The former plans were very simple. You get to go down to Egypt every year, buy some more food for your family, and you live like paupers in spite of the fact that you're multimillionaires, and you live like paupers for all those years.
这里面呢，就是这个呢，就是说是他们前面的计划呢，自己计划是说，他每年都要下埃及去买粮食、买食物回来吃。那么是，就算他们都是非常有钱的百万富翁，他们都还是像那个普通人一样去生活。
And Joseph says, "Don't worry about that. Actually, my plans for you is that you come back to the land of Canaan. No, to the land of Goshen. You go to the land of Goshen." And I'll give you everything you need. As a matter of fact, you'll end up with huge responsibility, and you'll be like me. You'll be living like kings in Egypt in a time of famine.
这个意思说呢，我对你们的计划呢，就是说是你们都搬到那个歌山这样，你住在我的附近。住在附近呢，我会给你提供，我会给你们提供所有你们所需要的。但是呢，就是你们其实也不用负什么责任，但是呢，你们都会像国王一样生活。
Verse 12, and behold, your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see that it is in my mouth that speaks to you, that it is my mouth that speaks to you.
第十二节说，况且你们的眼和我弟兄便雅悯的眼都看见，是我亲口对你们说话。
So shall you tell my brother of all my glory.In Egypt.
所以你们也要将我在埃及一切的荣耀都告诉我父亲。
How long do you think that conversation would last?
你认为这个谈话持续了多久
You go back. You tell my father of all my glory in Egypt.
你回去，你告诉我父亲我在埃及的一切的荣耀。
So Joseph, Jacob says to him, Joseph is in Egypt. Where does he live?
那边雅各在跟他们说呢，那约瑟在埃及，他住在哪里？
He said, Well, actually, we went to his house for lunch.
他们会说呢，实际上我们去他家里吃午餐。
Jacob says, Well, what kind of a house does he live in?
所以雅各说呢，他们住在什么样的房子呢？
And they say, Dad, you've never seen such a place.
他们会说：“爸爸，你从来没见过这样的地方。”
It's absolutely huge.
是非常的大。
It's absolutely glorious.
非常的荣耀。
I don't know how long it would have taken them to explain that house.
我不知道他们要花多长时间呢，向他的爸爸解释那个房子。
Let alone all the other houses, all the other places, all the other glory he had. How long would it take them to explain the glory?Of Joseph to Jacob.
这个里面就是说是啊，除了他的房子、他的权势、他的所有的一切外，他们要花多长时间呢？去对他们的父亲雅各来讲述约瑟在埃及的荣耀呢
？So I'll tell you one more story.
我跟大家再讲一个故事。
It was late at night. I arrived probably in the city of Vienna.
对对，就是这已经呢半夜了，我到达了维也纳。
I got to the hotel at about 11:30, 11:45.
I
made a reservation.
或者是12点开课。
I showed my passport and I said, I'd like my room, please.
我那订了房间呢，我给他们看我的护照，说呢我要进我的房间。
They said, Oh, it's you.
他们说哦，是你呀。
I said, Yes, my.
我说那是我呀。
Oh, yeah, we'll take you to your room. So, anyway, we walked up to the room and they threw the door open. The door was about 6 or 8 feet. The room was about 6 or 8 feet wide, 6 or 8 feet deep.
所以这个就是房间呢，大概是6到8尺宽，6到8尺长。
There was nothing else in the room.
这房间里啥都没有。
I said to myself, I'm tired. I've got to order a bed. Surely this is the smallest room I think I've ever seen.
就是我已经非常的累了，我想上床睡觉。那么说这个床，这个房里什么都没有，这是我见过的最小的房间。
And then they opened another door to the next room.
然后呢，他们开了另一扇门，进到另一个房间。
And the next room was absolutely enormous.
所以呢，下个房间呢，绝对是完全不一样的。
I think the ceilings were 14 or 15 feet high.
我认为那个天花板有14到15。
There was a row of windows around the outside, looking out onto the street and so on.
因为就是这个全部是落地窗，看到外面就是街上的，所以。
There was a great big bed over here.
所以有一个非常大的床在那里。
And there was a chandelier. Over part of the bed.
那个床的上面有那个水晶吊灯。
Sometimes you see a chandelier that's pretty nice, about this big.
因为有时候你看到的那些水晶吊灯，那非常好看。
Sometimes you might see a chandelier that's three or four feet across.
因为有时候你看见那些水晶吊灯，那有3到4英尺的那样的范围。
This chandelier was 17 feet across.
这个水晶吊灯呢有17英尺宽。
I'd never seen anything like it in my life.
我在我人生中从来没见过这样的东西。
I found out afterwards that it must have been a room that the kings used to stay in 50 years earlier.
因为我最后发现呢，这个房间呢可能一定会是说是50年前国王住过的房间。
I think they made a terrible mistake.
我认为他们犯了一个非常大的错误。
They figured I was somebody important.
他们认为我是一个重要的。
I didn't have the nerve to tell them they got the wrong person and the wrong room. I just said, "You go to bed. I'm going to go to bed. Bye bye. Thank you."
所以呢，我根本没有花时间去告诉他们说你们错了，或者说我不是那个人。我说你们走吧，我要睡觉了。
I couldn't go to sleep.
我那天晚上没睡着。
I sat down and started writing a letter to my father and my mother and my sister. I said, you wouldn't believe where I am now.
因为我坐起来了，给我的父母来写了一封信，说你不可能相信我现在在哪里。
I got to stay there till 7 o'clock in the morning.
所以我一直坐在那里，一直坐到早晨的7点。
I said, I'd rather stay here for a few weeks. I like this place.
我说那我宁愿在这个地方待那几个星期都可以。
When you get to go to heaven, there's not going to be any mistake. You're going to get this fabulous place.
因为当时你去了天堂的以后都不会有任何的错，你会呢留住在那个非常的华美的地方。
These boys were guilty, and they repented, and God showered His blessing upon them.
这些呢，就是孩子们，他们是有罪的，但是他们呢，悔改了。神呢，就是说是神的那个赐福像雨露一样洒在他们身上。
Does God love you?
神爱你吗？
What happens if you repent?
如果你悔改了，会发生什么呢？
Same thing.
同样的事情。
Absolutely amazing. Lord, we thank you for the good stories in the Bible.
觉得神奇的主啊，我们感谢你在圣经里的故事。
Those boys didn't deserve this.
那些孩子们，他们并不配得这些东西。
Any more than we deserve anything other than the judgment of God.
就是跟我们一样，我们只配接受神的审判，不配得到其他东西。
We thank you that Jesus died for us.
我们感谢您的主耶稣基督为我们而死。
So that he could be far better to us than Joseph ever was to his brothers.
所以呢，他就会呢，神就会对我们比对约瑟对他们弟兄远远要好得多。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢您是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.